You're listening to SBS News.
Two avid teenage photographers named Charlie and Georgie love taking pictures, but they say they much prefer being behind the camera to being in front of it. Charlie says it can sometimes be exhausting seeing so many models pop up on her social media.
There's so many gorgeous women on Instagram, and I always like flick through my feed and see them, and I'm like, wow. And I actually save them to my camera roll because that's what I aspire to be.
The two Melbourne friends say they constantly feel the pressure of beauty expectations driven by social media. Georgie says she has also noticed how being bombarded by pictures of models has affected what she eats day to day.
Say I'm going to a party or I'm going out with my friends, like I don't eat like during the day because like I want to be as good as I can look at like that event.
New research released by the Australian Institute of Family Studies has found over half of teenage girls have negative views of their bodies. It also found one in two girls and one in five boys are afraid of gaining weight. A quarter of the girls surveyed said they regularly restrict food intake, and those dieting recorded higher rates of social and emotional problems. The executive manager of the research, Dr. Galina Daraganova, says young people are experiencing anxieties over body image from when they are children.
Those kids who were dieting at the age of 14, 15, they've already started to take some actions to control their weight and to lose their weight when they were 10, 11 years old.
Analysts say problematic eating behaviours can trigger bigger problems in later years, with those dieting from a young age being 12 to 18 times more likely to develop eating disorders. Child and adolescent psychiatrist Sloane Madden says the demand for services like his is increasing at an alarming rate.
I'm busier than I've ever been, certainly particularly at the very young age. We're seeing people with very severe eating disorders presenting at a much, much younger age.
Dr. Madden says he now sees patients as young as 8 or 9 years old, with one in four of them male. He says social media and an obsession with self-image is causing the worrying trends.
Look, I think there are a number of factors. Certainly exposure to images of people who are thin and promotion of those images as being desirable, equated with success, are everywhere you look.
Social media apps like Instagram and Snapchat are considered the most persuasive on young minds. Australian cyber safety analyst Ross Bark says the role of social media influencers who post their desirable but often unrealistic lives online is a new phenomenon impacting young consumers.
They're effectively being driven to be like these influencers when in fact it's impossible for them to do so. So we're seeing a dramatic upturn in kids that are seeing a lot of anxiety and mental health issues because of that.
Mr. Bark says increasing numbers of teenagers now prefer picture posting apps to more conventional social media platforms and believe their parents are taking over Facebook.
They don't want their parents to be seeing everything that they're posting, which I know is a major anxiety for parents, but that's why they're moving towards things and are using Instagram and Snapchat and even applications like WhatsApp where they're sharing things in groups.
But Dr. Daraganova says it is parents' responsibility to encourage normal eating and social habits and make sure they pass on a healthy body image to their children. Amanda Kopp, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.